We begin Perek Tesh Asa, the 19th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechirin, the Laws of Sales and the Seven Kingdom Book of Acquisitions. This, we begin a new theme regarding the responsibilities that a seller has regarding any claims on the item that he's selling. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the obligation of the seller to let the buyer know regarding any collateral on this purchased item. So, Asla Meicher Limkur L'Chaveiroi, it's forbidden for a person to sell to his friend Karka Oy Metalman, whether real estate or movable item, Sheesh Ba'asikin, that has people making claims on that purchased item that they want to bring, that there's some claims on this, or B'yesh B'din, or if let's say that there's an ongoing court case on this item, on this piece of property, let's say, Asheideh, until he lets the buyer know that this can be contested. She'ava B'shach Reis, because although the responsibility of the insurance is on the seller, which if let's say anyways they end up collecting from the buyer, he could just go ahead and go get his money back from the seller, doesn't make a difference. Ain odem reitzu yishid mo'esav, person doesn't want to give money, v'yard l'din, they have to go to a court case on that, v'yinit v'machem, is going to be taken to court and sued by someone else, and therefore you have to let him know that this might be contested. Halacha beis. Hamoich l'karka l'chaver, if someone sells land, property, real estate to his friend, and after the buyer already acquired it, and one of the ways that one acquires land, but before he went and ever utilized the land, and then the word comes out that there are people are contesting the ownership of this land, the buyer could back out. Because there's no greater blemish, which we talk about for Mekach Tayis, than Mizeh Shadayin Lo Neneboy, that he didn't get a chance to even use it, but people are suing him. Therefore, the sale is voided. The seller has to give back the money. And he goes and he has to go ahead and litigate against those who are contesting. Now, let's say the buyer already used the property, even a minute amount. All he did was he threshed the boundary between this property and his, and he mixed it together with, because he bought the property near his, and now he evened out the boundary and he made it like one big field. He came back out. He has to go and contest with those who are litigating against him. Now, if they go ahead and they collect it from him according to the law, then he goes back to the seller, continue calling the truffle, like all those who, if they get snatched from them rightfully the item that they bought, they go back to the seller who has to insure that item. Halacha Gimel talks about this responsibility that the seller has regarding the sold object. So, whoever sells property, slave, or other movable items, he's responsible to ensure what he's selling. If this bought item is being removed from the buyer because of the seller, so the buyer could go back and take all the monies that he gave from the seller, because the purchase item was taken away from the buyer because of the seller. That's the law by all sold items. Even if the buyer didn't specify this, he just bought unspecific. Even if the land was sold with a document, and it didn't mention this responsibility, the insurance that the seller has to have, doesn't make a difference. He has to insure it. Because this, that the insurance was not mentioned, it was a scribal error. Because a person is not going to just throw his money away, and for sure the intention of the buyer was that if it's being taken away from him, that he could go ahead and sue, they get the money back from the seller. And he didn't have to stipulate, and the scribe who didn't understand this to write it on his own, even though it wasn't specified by the buyer, is a mistake on his part, but that does not take away from the buying power of the buyer. Now, halacha dal, when do we say this? If the purchase item was taken away from the buyer through in the Jewish court, like for example, if the board item was a movable item, and they were really stolen or robbed items by the seller, let's say the guy made believe it was his land, so it was robbed land, or maybe no, he didn't even do anything wrong, it wasn't stolen, but rather the creditor of the seller owed money, it was collateral to creditors, and they come and they go ahead and now they take it away from the buyer. So now all this goes according to the law of Judaism, and it was in a Jewish court. That's when we say this halacha of Achrayis. But let's say it's a Gentile who takes away the board item from the buyer, whether according to the laws of the king, whether through their courts, then there the seller is not responsible to ensure that. And even if the Gentile is claiming that he stole or robbed it from him, And behavi eidei goyim, where in contrast to Jewish witnesses, actually would be different. But he brings, even if he brings non-Jewish witnesses, al kach, for this idea, in amecha chayv klum, the seller is not responsible at all, shezeh einesu, because there's something beyond his control, it's not a Jewish law thing. V'in amecha chayv becheres eines, and the seller is not responsible for ensuring something that's considered as a eines. Halacha hei. Now, what if the seller accepts the responsibility even for einesin? So someone sells a piece of property to his friend, and he stipulates with him. He says, any oinus, anything even beyond his control, that extenuating circumstance that will happen in this piece of property, Yechav L'sham is going to have to pay. So even if a gentile comes along and he robs it because of the seller, he thinks it's the seller's property, whatever it is, but it comes because of the seller, and he robs it, doesn't make a difference. Even though it's an oinus, Chayav L'sham, he has to pay because that's what he stipulated. But there are exceptions to this rule. Let's say there was a river that was watering this field, and then the river just stopped watering it. Or the river that would pass through it stopped, and now it just became one big pool in the property, ruining the property. Or let's say there was an earthquake that came along with Shchisa and ruined the property. That the seller is going to be exempt from. She'elukers, these, v'kayitzman, and things similar like that, are what's called einis she'enamatsahu. Those are einsin that are extenuating circumstances, but they're not common. They're not things that people entertain. And therefore, the seller did not have this in mind at all, this uncommon situation when he stipulated. And v'chol einis she'enamatsahu, so therefore, any einis that's not common, it's not including the stipulation, because it's only what he had in mind. And since he didn't have in mind, it's not going to be included. Same thing applies to all stipulations and conditions regarding monetary law. We evaluate the intention of the one who stipulated. And we don't include in that condition only things which are known, that including them was the stipulation. And that was obviously what was included in the thought process of the stipulator when he made the stipulation. But something that's added that's not a common thing, which he never entertained, is not included. Halacha Zayin. Ma'isa be'echad. There was a story of an individual shesachem alachem that he hired sailors lahavi shumshamin lemekayim plainly to bring sesame seeds to a certain place. But his name and he stipulated with them shem chayav mechal oynes she'er lehem, that the sailors will be responsible for any extenuating circumstance that happens to them. Atshigiu hashumshamin lemekayim plainly, until the sesame seeds get to that place. He's paying them a handsome amount of money, but you guys are responsible. Now benivsik hanor shoyim alichem boy. But now what happened was the river that they were able to transport on just dried up. The sages said, that's an oinus which is not common, and it's not frequent. They're not responsible to take the sesame seeds now to transport on animal and dry land until they get to that place. Because although they accept the responsibility for oinzen, but that's only that's matzah, not that which is in the matzah. Anything similar like that would have the same halacha. Halacha chas continues the other way around. Let's say the seller stipulates that he's not taking any responsibility. In contrast to what we were speaking about before, he's accepting even for einzin. Says Ram Hamoicha Karka Lachaver. Someone sells a piece of property to his friend. The Hisna Hamoicha, and the seller stipulates, Shalayil of Achrais, I want no responsibility. I feel a noid bevadai. So even if he knew definitively, Shazu or Gezula, they find out that this was robbed property, Biyatsumi Alakech, and therefore it's being taken away from the buyer. And Hamoicha Chevklum, seller is not responsible for anything. And the Insor Chlema, I don't have to tell you for sure, in Bobal Chayvetrafa, where he didn't do a sin. It's just that his creditors, we didn't know he had creditors. Now his creditors come and grab it away. Doesn't make a difference. He does not give him anything back. Because any conditions regarding monetary law is kaim, is valid. And here he stipulated, look, I'm telling you as is. You don't know what's going on. You want to take the chance. So he's not going to be responsible. Now halacha tes. Reuven shemachah sod l'shimon shalei bechrais. So what happens if Reuven sells a field to Shimon without no insurance like we spoke about? He's taking no responsibility. Now Levi comes along and he takes it away from Shimon because of whatever claims he has. So what happened was, as we said, that Reuven is not going to be responsible for what happened because it's all without insurance. Now, if Reuven wants to go and get involved in the court case in Levi with Levi, I say he could get involved. Which the question is, and that's what he's addressing, and Levi cannot tell to Reuven, hey, mal divalach, what do you have with me and to you? But you don't have to, you didn't insure Shimon. So what are you getting involved? This is Shimon's loss. No, Shari Reuben Imelik, because Reuben can tell him, Ain Mitzayin Shiel, Shimon Terum, I don't want Shimon who bought from me to have any claims and complaints on me. Shari Hefse Beklali, because he's losing because of me. So though I'm not financially responsible, but emotionally I don't want that, and therefore he can get involved in the court case and contest what Levi's claiming. Halacha Yod, Reuben Shemach Asad L'Shimon Shalei Bechreis. If Reuben sells a field to Shimon without insurance. Now, the case gets interesting. B'chazer U'lekacha Mishim Bechreis. So Shimon was desperate. Reuben sold him no insurance. Now, Shimon got desperate again, and he had to unload that. So he sells it back to his original seller, to Reuben, but with insurance. He says, don't worry, buy it, and I'll insure it for you. And then, now, what happened was, the creditor of Reuben comes and grabs it away from Reuben. So on that, says the Rambam, in Yochalach Zal Shimon. Now, for that, Reuben, who bought with insurance, cannot go back to Shimon. Because Sha'av Bishle Gibbalah Bachrayis L'Shimon, although, what do you mean? When Reuben sold to Shimon, he didn't accept responsibility. And Shimon sold him with responsibility. So therefore, the original credit of Reuven, that's now taking it from Reuven, Shimon should have to compensate Reuven? No. Because although he didn't accept others that are going to come and grab it, but Achrayis asked Mekibol, if you're sure accepted, even when he took no responsibility, his own responsibility accepted. That he shouldn't be the seller, and he's going to take it for himself. In other words, he himself sold it to Shimon, and now, when his creditors are grabbing away from him, he's going to go collect from Shimon, comes to Shimon, is losing? For sure, such an achrayus, even in that situation, Reuben accepted, and therefore he has to give the monies back to Shimon, and therefore the halach is that he can't really go out and claim from Shimon what's taken away from himself. But if, let's say, the creditor of their father Yaakov came along, and then he snatches from Reuben, then he could go and collect all the monies from Shimon, because Shimon accepted the responsibility, what he sold to Reuben. Whereas Reuben did not accept any responsibility of anyone else's besides his own. So that when it's the credit of their father who's now coming to the sons, that he didn't accept. So although Reuben was the one who originally sold to Shimon, Shimon sold to Reuben, Reuben's going to get compensated from Shimon because although Reuben sold it to him, but he did it without responsibility, Shimon sold it to him with responsibility, at least from other creditors, just not that of Reuben's himself.